Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air. Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you will hear Ilona Combrink of Toronto, Canada, and Jefferson Morris of Lima, Ohio, with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the baton of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Corrado Muccini. Our host, as always, for these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air is America's celebrated music commentator, Milton Cross. And now, Mr. Cross.
Good evening. When Ilona Combrink was only 5 years old and living in St. Louis, her mother sang in the chorus of the St. Louis Symphony. Miss Combrink's father took her to a rehearsal of Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust, and there the little girl met a tall, statuesque woman in a beautiful white dress who was a singer, as the little girl's mother was. The woman was Helen Traubel, and as Miss Combrink tells us, from that moment, music has been her life. By the time she was 14, Miss Combrink had studied the cello and even been a drum majorette at her high school. But it was that year that she began the serious study of music. In 1950, her teacher took her to the Curtis Institute of Music, where she was accepted and where she earned her Bachelor of Music degree in 1955. Curtis Institute has played a major role in her young life. Not only did Dr. Herbert Graf of the Metropolitan Opera, who teaches there, encourage her to apply for a Fulbright scholarship, which gave her a year's study in Europe, but she made her actual stage debut there in Ephraim Zimbalist's Landara, and met a young man there studying the bassoon, who today is her husband. Miss Combrink counts among her professional engagements to date her debut in Toronto as Tosca, her appearance here in the same role in Broadcasting opposite Giuseppe Campora, and the world radio premiere of Dello Gioio's The Ruby, 44 works over 4 seasons with the St. Louis Municipal Opera, Gustav Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, and her appearance this month in Onegger's St. Joan with Walter Suskind and the Toronto Symphony. The tragic ending of Manon Lescaut, Puccini's version of the Abbé Prévost's famous story, comprises the aria in which the girl, out of her terror and despair, voices her pain and hopelessness as she lies alone in the gathering darkness. That moment is recreated now with Corrado Muccini conducting. Ilona Combrink sings Sola, Perduta, Abbandonata. Ilona Combrink, a song sola perduta abbandonata from Manon Lescaut by Giacomo Puccini. 2 years ago, in 1956, Jefferson Morris was runner-up to the winner of the Great Lakes Regional Auditions, held under the auspices of the National Council of the Metropolitan Opera Association. Tonight, he is here on these Auditions of the Air as the 1958 winner of that Great Lakes Regional Contest. The 2 years between have been filled with many events. Armed with a letter to the late Beniamino Gigli, Mr. Morris went off to Italy, where he studied for a year. However, a throat ailment brought him home to Lima, Ohio, and to the belief that he would never sing again. Hence, his present partnership with his brother in a sporting goods store. However, time and medical attention cured the ailment, and his appearance at this year's regional auditions was his first public performance since his return from Italy. Mr. Morris confesses that only the insistence of the director of his high school choir made him a singer. At that time, he felt such a career was kind of sissy. In fact, his first ambition was to follow in the footsteps of his lawyer father to the extent of his becoming a pre-law student at DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana. However, the DePauw Opera Workshop drafted him, and he soon was singing tenor leads in Don Giovanni, La Traviata, Rigoletto, and La Bohème. Following his graduation, Mr. Morris studied here in New York for 2 years, appeared for 2 summers at Tanglewood, and for 2 seasons with the Grassroots Opera Company. In these days of emphasis on Westerns, with all their horses, guns, and black-hatted villains, it sometimes seems a little difficult to realize that Puccini wrote an opera on just such a theme. However, he did, and in its third act, with the hero about to be hanged from the nearest tree, that hero nobly asks that the girl he loves be told that he simply went away. Then, in true Western style, she rides in, gun in hand, and rescues her hero. We hear Johnson's plea now as Jefferson Morris sings Ch'ella mi creda libero e lontano from Puccini's La Fanciulla del West, The Girl of the Golden West. Jefferson Morris has sung Ch'ella mi creda libero e lontano from The Girl of the Golden West by Puccini, conducted by Corrado Muccini. There is a pause in the action of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana, a pause designed dramatically to increase the tension of the story. However, Mascagni took advantage of that few moments while the people of the village are attending their Easter service in the church to provide his audiences with an orchestral interlude, which has long been a part of the concert repertory, Corrado Muccini conducts the ABN Symphony in the Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. ABN Symphony, under the baton of Corrado Muccini, has played the familiar intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni. Actually, the entire plot background of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana is contained within one great aria, as the girl Santuzza tells her sweetheart's mother the bitter story of his, Turiddu's, unfaithfulness. We hear this aria now as Ilona Combrink sings Voi lo sapete.
Thank you.
Corrado Muccini conducting, we heard Voilo Sapete from Cavalleria Rusticana, sung by Ilona Combrink. In the first act of Giordano's André Chénier, the poet of the French Revolution for whom the opera is named, discourses in a dramatic aria on the meaning of love, love of country, love of humanity, and of his lost hope that he would find both love and compassion in the eyes of Madeleine de Coigny. This is the aria Jefferson Morris sings, Un dia l'azzurro spazio, from André Chénier by Umberto Giordano.
Un dia l'azzurro spazio guardai profondo e ai prati colmi di viola pioveva l'oro e il sale e folgorava d'oro il mondo parea la terra un immane tesoro.
Come un angelo, e disse, ecco,
With Corrado Muccini conducting, Jefferson Morris has sung Un di all'azzurro spazio from Giordano's Andrea Chenier. This is Milton Cross inviting you to be with us next week at this time on most of these same stations for the next of these Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air.
You've been listening to the Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you've heard Ilona Combrink of Toronto, Canada, and Jefferson Morris of Lima, Ohio, with the American Broadcasting Symphony under the direction of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor Corrado Muccini. Your host for these auditions of the air is American celebrated music commentator Milton Cross. The Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air are written by Ira Merriam, coordinated for the Metropolitan Opera Company by John Gutman, produced and directed by William Marshall, technical supervision Fred Ripple. This is Don Lowe speaking.
This is American, the American Broadcasting Network.
Opera had a limited audience in this country until the American Broadcasting Network began broadcasting the Metropolitan Opera Saturday matinees 26 years ago. Today, millions of people enjoy these weekly broadcasts. Next Saturday, another musical treat in store for opera lovers, Puccini's Tosca, with Antonietta Stella in the title role. The cast includes Richard Tucker as Cavaradossi, Leonard Warren as Baron Scarpia, Norman Scott as Angelotti, and Salvatore Boccoloni as the sacristan. Dimitri Metropoulos will conduct. Be sure to listen. And keep listening to Americans.